Make sure for every step that you take, you plant a seed into the world.
Yeah. You'll never walk anywhere.
No, never.
No, never. How dare you say that about me?
I am lazy.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, okay, but like, they know they're going to kill you. So at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Oh, yeah, wait. What's the slogan?
Look who did it now. Who doesn't know our like podcast now?
I've been like so...
Welcome to Gay to the Point. We're just two gay guys talking about everything or anything.
Or anyone.
In a not so straight
fashion.
I'm Antonio.
I'm Clarence. Wow, that was really good.
Was there anything more?
No, that's it.
Oh. See, I nailed it. It only took me 3 seasons.
That was really good. I actually was so surprised that you didn't fuck it up.
I know. I thought there was more. That's the only thing that I was like, oh, it's done now.
Yeah, see? This is why our slogan is so catchy. Because I know all you listeners out there are like really catching it.
Like a venereal disease.
Mm-hmm.
What does venereal mean? Vaginally?
No, venereal means sexual. Like through the venereals.
Ventricles?
Yeah, because we have those in our bodies.
Yeah.
So
they're like rooms. That's what I heard.
Well, speaking of venereal diseases, you had one.
Yeah, chlamydia twice. Did we ever talk about this though?
No. Let's clap about it.
It's hard when you're holding a mic. Twice for two times.
Yeah. How was getting the clap? Chlamydia.
I didn't know.
Oh.
It just happened. I just got tested, and that's the thing. Either way. You can listen to this again.
It's funny because I feel like what's always in your head is like, we always talk about these things on our regular, just like
daily basis.
Things and stuff, and then like we actually don't record it.
I know. So. Do you think sometimes it'd be easier if we just had like microphones like taped to our head, like headsets, like Britney Spears?
I think so.
When we're just like talking, like then at least if we have a conversation and it's like useful for the podcast, at least it's just already recorded.
But this is why I feel like someone should just make a documentary of our lives, because they're just always around.
I don't know if I want that, to be honest.
Really? No. You don't want to be documented?
I want to be an undocumented immigrant. Yeah.
So you always want to be at risk.
Yeah, and I don't want to pay taxes.
Wait, do they not pay taxes?
Yeah, because why would you pay taxes if you're not documented?
Oh my god.
Should we be undocumented?
Oh my gosh, I've been like working so hard in like getting my taxes in this next tax season.
Although you're a server, that's practically like being undocumented with your taxes.
I claim my tips.
Tip. There was only one this year.
Yeah.
It's been really difficult.
Yeah. I'm a really bad server, so no one tips me.
Are you listening, CRA? Don't come for me.
So we're like...
Chlamydia?
Yeah. Undocumented. Documented. Documentaries. Yeah. You don't want to be documented?
Yeah, no, I don't feel like I would do really well on a reality TV show. But maybe because I already had that in one experience of being on the reality TV show where it's just like, I just don't feel like this is like for me. And I feel like you have to be on. And then I feel like,
but
there's like not a clear divide. I think that's the issue. There's not like, there's no work-life balance.
There's no work-life balance. I understand that.
You know what I mean though? Yeah. Because it's like, oh, if you're like on and it's supposed to be reality.
Right.
Then like you have to kind of present yourself as a character and then like you're working with people and you're trying to do something else. Mm. And then it's just like, okay, does that character then bleed into who you are and your relationships like actually, you know what I mean?
And in most cases they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're like bleeding all the time. Like you're Leona Lewis bleeding love. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding love. Except you don't love doing that.
No, I don't like doing that. I don't like bleeding.
Me neither. But I was just gonna say, it's like that was like when you were on See If You Can Dance Canada, right? That was your
But
the thing is, that's not even like, I mean, it is quote unquote a reality TV show, but it's not also a documentary.
But you know, okay, this is also where I'm coming from, because like, you know how we're just talking about how like I feel like I just want to do stuff and then get paid for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's where it's appealing to me. It's just like, I don't want to have to do anything different than what I'm doing now. And just like, give me more money.
But some like, I'm saying like documentary. Like documentaries, like you don't get paid a lot for it, but then you just go in a day in the life.
You don't get paid.
Hmm? What?
I think you don't get paid to be part of a documentary.
No, you don't. Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's why I'm just saying, like, dude, you don't want to do the documentary? Because, like, okay.
Depends what it's about.
Yeah, I guess, like,
part about of me. About
chlamydia. Yeah. I mean, like, we want to make sure that we get the voices heard about how you got chlamydia.
I don't even know. I still don't know. I could have it now. Third time's a charm.
Wait, like, you don't know how and who?
No, I have no idea. Mm. No idea.
That's okay.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's
better
fine.
Not to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And I did the polite thing. I told all my recent sexual partners, because like they were just like, oh, you know, like you should tell people. And I was like, yeah, I'll tell people. But then I was also like, but there's some people that I don't remember who they were, or I don't think that I still have their contact number, or like they just deleted me off of Grindr, so like I can't get in touch with them again. So
I just don't know their names, their faces, where they live. But I just remember the feeling of their dick inside me. Is that enough?
I don't even know if I remember that. But yeah, oh, you know what I like? So the other thing that I have.
Ooh, another venereal disease?
I don't know if it's venereal because I'm so confused about that part.
It sounds, venereal sounds like it's holy. Like it's like, yeah. Comes from like, you know, like the
Jesus.
Jesus.
He's the bringer of gifts.
Diseases.
No, but that, so the other disease that I have is HPV.
Oh, you didn't get your HPV
vaccine. I know, they told me afterwards. And this is one of those things. It's like, see, this is what happens when you have Asian parents and they don't teach you about like sexual education.
Whoa.
Because I do feel like I was like, oh, you know, if you just got Gardasil earlier, then you just wouldn't get it, right?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Well, I don't know if specific Gardasil, but I remember like when I was like testing a lot for, you know, like
they advised you.
They were like, oh, like, well, why don't you get this thing too? It's free anyways.
Yeah, it is free. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so I was like, sure, why not? It's free. And I'm already here.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's the thing is, like, if I had known that that was an option before I, like, got it, then I feel like, obviously, why wouldn't I just get it?
Right.
But whatever. Okay.
But it's fortunate that, like, you got it because you are a man, because it doesn't really affect you, HPV. But then if you do have sex with a woman, they could contract HPV, and that could actually be very
turn
harmful.
Into, like, cancer or something like that. Yeah.
What
does
HPV stand for again?
Human papillomavirus. I think that's right, though.
Oh.
I actually, do you know, how DNA stands for?
District Northern Attorney.
Yes. I actually remember it's like deoxyribonucleic acid.
Okay, someone was listening in science class. Calm your shit.
I actually did really well in biology.
I thought that I did really well in biology, but then when I got my grades, it wasn't good.
Because you said district...
Northern attorney.
But yeah, so I got HPV at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then at least how it works for me, I don't know how it is for other people, but there was just there was a genital wart.
Yeah.
And then it just happened, and I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And it was so funny, actually. And I feel like this is kind of helpful. If I haven't already told the story, or if I just haven't told the story to you. But so basically the thing is, I went to just a regular clinic.
Yeah.
To get to just be okay, there's something funny. Can you tell me what it is? And they're like, I don't know.
Right.
And it was just a regular clinic. And
right.
They're it could be this, it could be that.
Well, they don't know when they saw your genital wart.
They didn't see it. They just didn't know what it was.
Right.
And then they were just like, yeah, we're not sure, but we'll just run some tests, and then we'll also get you to do an HIV test. And I'm like, why are you getting me to do an HIV test? That has nothing to do with what I'm coming to you about.
Yeah.
But where I was coming from, where it looked like, it was just that they referred me to, they wanted me to get tested because the doctor was a straight guy, so he didn't know.
Oh.
So then I went to
that weird stereotypes of being gay.
Oh, I'm
queer.
Just really promiscuous, which I am.
But you shouldn't assume that first.
Yeah.
Excuse you, doctors.
Yeah. Excuse you. So then I went to the clinic, and then I asked them, and then immediately the nurse was just like, yep, HPV. Like, oh. Just upon seeing it, she was like, okay, so yeah, it's the HPV. So what we'll do is we'll just like freeze it and then it will fall off and you're good.
Like, oh, what did that sensation do? Is that like an injection freeze or?
No, it's, well, it's kind of painful.
Is it like the same way that they would freeze if you had like bunions on your feet?
It's like, it feels like an aerosol can. Yeah, like they spray it and then it just kind of hurts or it stings a little bit.
Right.
And then like, it's just supposed to die or whatever. So that's what they do. But then that's the thing is I was just like, immediately at first I was just like, oh my god, I'm so distraught, like, you know what I mean, like, you know whenever you have like a venereal disease and then you're just like, oh, like, do I need to like rethink my slutiness?
No, the answer is never.
The answer is never no.
No, yeah, because it's just like,
I mean, never no. I mean, it's always no.
The answer is always no, because we don't slut shame here in this podcast.
No, we slut promote. So you're the managing supervisor slut.
Does that mean we're just pimps? As Shangela say, we're a modern, postmodern pimp ho.
Yeah, we're our own pimps. Yeah. We have to do it all.
Yeah, right? So hard.
But yeah, so then I was like so distraught. I was just like, oh my god, like this is like going to haunt me for the rest of my life and blah, 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 blah. And it's like permanent because that's what they say, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, should I have to tell all my sexual partners from here on out? And then she was just like, no.
Really? Yeah. Is that sound advice? Is that something that...
She was just...
She's allowed to say.
I mean, she works at like a clinic for gay men, so I don't know whether or not... Like, it's just kind of one of those things that she's like, if everyone was saying it, then it'd just be like constantly like, you know, so I'm HGB. And then like, oh, me too. And then like, everyone just has to say it. But yeah, no, she was like, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't, like, think so. And then she was just like, yeah, if you have a flare-up, then, like, tell somebody.
Right.
But if, it, like, everything seems normal, like, if you don't currently have, like, any, like, warts or anything like that, like, then she's like, the risk of infection's, like, not that high.
Right.
Or
right,
not
right.
as high. So then, like, I don't know. I wouldn't. And I feel like that's the thing is, like, reality about, like, venereal diseases is there's like a lot of stigma behind them.
No, totally.
So I understand, like, you know what I mean, like, obviously it's like one of those things that I could say like within reason, but like everyone has a different scale of what is reasonable. But if there was something that was standing in the way of your sex life, if you had to constantly tell people about something, you could get very frustrated, because I feel like some people might just like be like, that's an automatic no.
Right.
They just don't give you like the time of day and stuff
like
that.
Right, right, right.
So I can understand your like why you would be motivated to not disclose.
Yeah, you know, because totally. Because if it's like a constant thing that you always have to like tell any person that you meet to
and get about rejected
for it. And yeah, and get tell about your sexual health and then get rejected for it. There's like, of course that's frustrating, because that's sad, because it's just like, oh, well then no matter how, if I'm just being actually doing my civil duty of like telling person about my status or whatever, and then they always get rejected, then it's just like feels so bad all the time. Then you wouldn't want to tell it anymore.
No, totally. Exactly. And I just, I feel like in that regard, like I understand where that's like kind of coming from. And then if like there's something that maybe might be considered like a lower risk or whatever, I can understand why you wouldn't say so. And I understand why the nurse was just like, I don't know.
I mean, we don't know that nurse's name, but I don't know if that's correct.
I don't know if it's correct either. But I mean, mind you, the person that I got it from didn't tell me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, I guess the thing is maybe because, like, I mean, HPV, as far as I know, only really severely affects women. Yeah. And stuff. So, and then if a gay man has it, gays, identifying man and stuff like that, like it's like then like you wouldn't actually have any chances of inflicting so much harm.
The funny thing too is though that I feel like gay men could be like really, really quite like extreme about it. Just like, oh, you have HIV, breed me raw and don't take your meds for a week. Like,
why do you think that happens?
Well, I think that there's just like a lot of stuff like around like the community where it's just like they like, I feel like people can be quite like the opposite. Like they want to take those risks. They want to be really like out there, you know what I mean? And that can be almost like fetishized a little bit.
Yeah, it's true. I do feel like
people are that like, oh, you know, sexual health. I mean, I think that there's some, but I just kind of feel like, oh, I feel like I have met a few that are like specifically like, okay, so my door is open from like 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. and just like the door's unlocked. So go to this address and I'll just be waiting with my hole facing the door.
And you can just put whatever you want inside.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like, power to you.
Yeah. No, it's true. Actually,
if it makes you happy.
Actually, you know, that specific scenario kind of actually happened to me once when I was like years ago, like on Grindr.
That you did that?
No, someone asked me to do it with them.
Did you do it?
No, because I thought it was weird. Someone on Grindr, like I was like talking to this person on Grindr and being just like, oh, like I thought that was like just a little hookup. And then it turns out it's like, oh, well, he was a bottom, like a major bottom. You know,
they're like, always a major bottom. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, well, I'm like, don't want to top right now, so I'm also gonna bottom. And he's like, well, oh, well, then like come to like my place, and then like I'm actually like hosting like open whatever doors from like this time to this time, and then we'll just like see who comes in, and we'll just like be on the bed and like with our asses up. And I'm just like,
I just imagine you're like on the bed like with him, both of your asses up, and you're just like, so like, who's your favorite drag queen? Yeah,
just like talking casually. Yeah. Ooh, bottom talk.
Bottom talk. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I didn't do it, so because I just thought it was so weird.
Yeah, but it's quite common. So I feel like in that regard, it's just like, yeah, I feel like it's not to say that all gay people are like that, but I just feel like the like extremity of the riskiness really exists within the gay community.
Well, it's just weird because I just feel like, I mean, I don't know. I don't do a lot of research because I'm not in science.
But I do. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Well, I just feel like there is this weird gay behavior that I do feel like when I like the opportunity to having sex is in front of you, but then there's also a risk of potentially like of a health thing. Sometimes, more oftentimes than not, the opportunity of having sex is more important than thinking about the health.
I mean, you have a lot of like sex without a condom.
Before.
Yeah.
And still do.
Because you're in a relationship.
I'm now in a relationship.
Which even then I feel like, I feel like I would like to get to that point. But I feel like even before PrEP though, right?
Yeah. Which, yeah, I was pretty risque. And I remember just feeling that sensation too.
I know,
just
like, and you've never had chlamydia twice. Right. Questionably three times. And HPV. See? That's the thing is, I probably only had sex without a condom like once, twice in my life. And I have
like three times. Diseases.
And you've
had zero.
And the percentage of the times that you would wear a condom?
Back when I was a slut, probably like 75%.
Not?
Huh?
75% not wearing a condom? Mm. Yeah. This is where I'm just like, do or you don't. It all doesn't matter. Like, who's meant to get the venereal diseases will get the venereal diseases.
But I was like pretty like adamant like in my time of like going to the clinic and getting myself like checked.
So was I. That's how I found out that I had chlamydia twice.
I don't know.
Actually, like, they were back to back to like, I got chlamydia once and then I went to the clinic and they're like, okay, take this pill. And I was like, okay. And then I came back and then they're like, oh, you have chlamydia again. And I was just like, are you sure the pill just didn't work the first time? And they're like, we're pretty sure that it worked. And I, like, you just got it again. Yeah. And they're just like, oh yeah, like it's really common to get it again. So, and I was like, are you sure?
That's so shitty. That's so shitty.
And sex with the condom every single time.
Yeah. Well, maybe because it's the condom's fault.
We need to check that. Do condoms actually have chlamydia on them?
Um, Anyways, well, going back to, I guess, like, the topic is, like, venereal disease.
Which I think that we should look up what that means.
Yeah, let's go to Google.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Google, what's a venereal disease?
Sorry, I don't have general information about sexually transmitted diseases, but I might know some specifics if you ask.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so not helpful. It's so rude. I know, rude.
And that's kind of rude. We just... What? Shut up, girl. Girl, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Hey, Google. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, also, we just asked our Google Home what a venereal disease is.
And she didn't even know what it was.
She didn't know what it
was. And she literally has access to all the information in the world.
And I actually was going to say, you know how the reason why they change it from STDs to STIs?
Because it's an infection?
Yeah, but, well, because now science is, and, like, health has gone through such, like, a enormous progress that, like, diseases is actually termed, coined to be something a little bit more fatal than infections. Because infections, there's enough science and health, like, precautions now to, like, prevent it from actually being able to get killed
become
off.
A disease.
Become a disease.
Right.
Because
right.
disease means it's, like, it's almost to the point, well, like, there's no cure for it. But now,
no, I don't think it means it. I just think it's like an intense thing. Like,
an intense thing to a point where it can get really sick. But then now, like STIs, it's like, well, there's so many things, like with gonorrhea, with chlamydia and stuff like that. There's a lot of prevention and a lot of like safety cure measures now available to be like, well, if you do have it, there's a lot of like pills or
treatment options
that you can get to like make sure that at least you can still live normal
or like
life.
Manage it
and yeah.
So I actually just looked it up. So sexually transmitted infections, STIs, also referred to as sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, and the older term venereal diseases are infections that are spread by sexual activity, especially vaginal intercourse, anal sex, and oral sex. So we're right.
Venereal diseases is just an older term.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, we're so old.
We're vintage.
Yeah, we are vintage. Wow.
Vintage chlamydia.
Maybe that's what you had. Yeah, maybe you had like the vintage chlamydia, and the second time you had like the newer chlamydia.
Yeah, maybe. And the next time we'll have like postmodern chlamydia. I don't know what that is either.
But I guess like for those who like, you know, I mean,
you don't know where you're going.
I don't know.
So you're just trying to like sum it up again.
No. I just have time. Well, I guess like the stigma. Let's go to the stigmatism. Astigmatism? That's with your eyes. the stigma of like, you know, like STIs and stuff like that. Like, I guess for you personally, like, how would you feel when like someone like would say to you, like, oh, I have this, and how would you react to that?
Okay, so like, okay, this is what I've thought, and maybe this is like giving away too much information, but like, okay, so with me,
podcast, we always give too much information.
I feel like if it was like something like HPV, if like somebody didn't tell me, I'd be like, you know what, like as somebody who has it, I'd just be like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would kind of, like, get it or whatever. And most of the time, people don't really say much anyways about, like, so, like, actually, I would say out of the times that I've hooked up with guys, maybe 1 out of 10 says, like, hey, have you been tested recently? You know what I mean? I don't feel like it's that common.
And which is a low percentage, in my opinion.
It's a low percentage, but maybe it's, like, and I feel like it's both, like, I think I would recommend for people to ask when they hook up with people, just like, hey, because also to a degree too, like if somebody's annoyed why you're asking them, I feel like
that actually sends a trigger.
That's not somebody that you should be
wanting to sleep with and like having like risky kind of sexual adventures
for. Sex, I feel like should be like there should be some level of trust in the fact that you can't even ask that, or if they get offended by you asking that, it doesn't necessarily mean that I feel like, oh, they're hiding something, but I feel like it just means that they're just kind of like they're not like they're annoyed with you not trusting them.
Yeah.
Which is, this is not about a trust thing. This is just a like trying to be responsible thing. And if they're annoyed with you trying to be
responsible with that, then they're like it shows that they're not being responsible.
Well, then maybe for you that's not the right person for you to be sleeping with, you know what I mean, like, or it might not be an enjoyable experience for you. So, like, I feel like it's a very actually low percentage, but I feel like even for me, it's like I don't really tend to ask that much. But mind you, I don't really tend to hook up with a lot of people lately. So,
which is side note, listeners, hook up with Clarence.
Yeah, eat please. Actually, I don't know if I do. I feel like I'm not like hooking up with people because I'm like not interested.
Oh, yeah. Are you becoming asexual? Is that another topic for another segment?
I'm still sexual. Like, I feel like I watch a lot of porn. And I do feel like that was the thing is like, again, TMI. But I was just like, oh, because like I went on these pills like finasteride and it was like for hair loss.
Yeah.
And then it was like the side effects are that like, oh, you like have like potentially less than sexual arousal.
Right.
And I was initially just like, this is actually kind of perfect for me because I was going through a period of my life where I was being too pervy with guys.
Yeah. I know that phase.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But so then I was like, oh, this is great because then I will stop that and I'll get more hair. So it's like guilty birds. And they were just like, this is a side effect. And I was like, this sounds great. But then, but then at the same time, like actually during that time while on it, I've had like... I did beat my record because apparently I had a record about the amount of most orgasms that I've had in a day.
You've said this before on this podcast. Yeah, I think for so. Sure.
You, 9 times.
Yeah.
Nine. Listen, yeah. Again, nine. For the people in the back, 9 times.
Oh my God.
So I watch a lot of porn and I feel like I masturbate a lot. So like, I'm not asexual. Well, actually asexual people can still masturbate.
Yeah, they can.
Some people are still asexual.
They just don't like get sexual with actual other human beings.
Or they just don't have the desire to.
Yeah.
Maybe I am asexual.
Oh my gosh. This is like Oprah Winfrey where we have to go right back to these messages because this is another segment.
Or Oprah Winfrey where I say, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, good for like, you. Good for you.
I can thing.
Yeah. The end of the day is...
all the diseases came from me.
Yeah. So even though I'm telling you listeners to hook up with Clarence, just be like conscious.
I still have HPV.
And communicate. But I still hook up with him because he needs love, you know.
I do need love.
Yeah.
Get married.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I
you know. Should.
This is not gonna happen, though.
No, you don't say that. See,
no,
that
it's not gonna happen.
Don't say that. You are gonna get married. You have to believe in that.
I don't know if I do.
Well,
we don't have enough time on this podcast to wrap that.
We don't. Hurry. I wanted to go into a different topic. Anyways, venereal diseases, vintage diseases.
Yeah, enjoy them today. We're now in our third season. Our podcast is like, it's like not even 3 years old. It's like 5 years old because we have some
production takes a long time. So yeah, like, we are very DIY, off the fringe, off the market, fresh off the boat, tilapia.
We're just so like, we're great.
Yeah.
We're
so
really
continue
good.
Listening to us, please.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah. But anyways, we're back again for season 3. And hopefully that, you know, you'll listen to more of us or not. But anyways, we're doing it. Yeah. So
and share with your friends.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Share. And with that, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
because
thank you.
Nothing is said or set in stone. Ooh.